Welcome back. We'll pick up with the part two message of the of God our Father to Mother Eugenia. The Father says, I am asking of man what he is able to give me, his confidence, his love, and his gratitude. It is not because I need my creature and his adoration that I desire to be known, honored, and loved. The only reason why I'm stooping down to him is to save him and give him a share in my glory. Further, in my goodness and my love, I realize that the beings I have drawn from nothing and adopted as my true children are falling in great numbers into eternal unhappiness with the devils. They are thus failing to fulfill the purpose of their creation and are losing their time and their eternity. If there is something that I desire above all now, it is simply to see more fervor on the part of the just, a smooth path for the conversion of sinners, sincere and persevering conversion, and the return of the prodigal sons to their father's house. I am referring in particular to the Jews and to all others who are my creatures and children, such as the schismatics, the heretics, the Freemasons, the poor infidels, the sacrilegious, and the various secret sects. That's S-E-C-T-S. I want this whole world to know that there is a God and a Creator. This God, who will address their ignorance twice over, is unknown to them. They do not know that I am their Father. Believe me, you who are listening to me as you read these words, if all men who are far from our Catholic Church heard people talking about this Father who loves them, who is their Creator and their God, about this Father who desires to give them eternal life, then many of these men, even the most obstinate ones, would come to this Father of whom you have spoken to them. If you cannot go to them and talk to them directly, look for other means, thousands of direct and indirect ways. Put them into effect with the true spirit of disciples and with great fervor. I promise you that your efforts will soon be crowned with success by a special grace. Make yourselves apostles of my fatherly goodness, and because of the zeal I will give you all, you will be strong and powerful in your work among souls. I will always be close to you and in you. If there are two of you talking, I will be with you. If there are more, I will be among you. Thus you will say what I inspire you to say, and I will put your listeners in the right frame of mind to hear you. In this way, men will be conquered by love and saved for all eternity. With regard to the means of honoring me as I desire, all I ask of you is great confidence. Do not think I want austerities or mortifications. I do not want you to walk barefoot or to lay your faces in the dust or to cover yourself with ashes. No, no, my dearest wish is that you behave as my children, simply and trusting in me. With you I will become everything for everyone, the most tender and loving Father. I will be on intimate terms with you, giving myself to you all, making myself small so as to make you great for eternity. Most of the unbelievers, the impious, in various communities remain in their inquiry and unbelief because they think that I am asking the impossible of them, that they have to submit to my commands like slaves of a tyrannical lord, whose power and pride keep him distant from his subjects, to oblige them to show him respect and devotion. No, no, my children, I know how to make myself small, far smaller than you can imagine. However, what I do require is the faithful observance of the commandments I gave the church, so that you will be rational creatures and will not be like animals because of your lack of discipline and your evil inclinations, so that you will preserve the treasure which is the soul I gave you, clothed in the fullness of its divine beauty. Then, according to my desire, do what I have already instructed you to do. Honor me with a special devotion. May this make you know my will to give you many benefits and to let you share in large measure in my power and my glory, simply in order to make you happy and save you, and to show my soul desire to love you and be loved in return by you. If you love me as faithful children, you will also have loving and obedient respect for my church and my representatives, not a respect such as you show now, which keeps you distant from me because you were afraid of me. This false respect that you have now is an injustice to justice. It is a wound you cause to the most sensitive part of my heart. You are forgetting, scorning my fatherly love for you. What most grieved me about my people, Israel, and what most afflicts me still about present-day humanity is this ill-conceived respect you have of me. Man's enemy has, in fact, used it to lead him to fall into idolatry and schisms. He is still using it and will continue to use it against you to keep you distant from the truth, from my church, and from me. Oh, do not allow yourselves to be led any longer by the enemy. Believe in the truth that is being revealed to you and walk in the light of this truth. You, my children, who are outside the Catholic Church, should realize that you are not excluded from my fatherly love. I am making this tender appeal to you because you too are my children. If you have lived up to now in the devil's snares, acknowledge that he has cheated you. Come to me, your father, and I will receive you with joy and love. And you who only know the religion in which you have grown up, and that religion is not the true one, open your eyes. Here is your Father, he who created you and who wants to save you. I come to you to bring you the truth and salvation. I can see that you do not know me and do not realize that all I want is for you to know me as your Father, Creator, and Savior. It is because of this ignorance that you cannot love me. Understand, therefore, that I am not as far from you as you think. How could I leave you alone after having created you and adopted you through my love? I follow you everywhere. I protect you always, so that everything may become a confirmation of my great liberality towards you, in spite of your forgetfulness about my infinite goodness. This forgetfulness makes you say, nature provides us with everything. It makes us live and die. This is the time of grace and light. Recognize then that I am the only true God. In order to give you real happiness in this life and in the next, I want you to do what I am suggesting to you in this light. The time is propitious. Do not lose this love which is being offered to your hearts so tangibly. I ask everyone to take part in the Holy Mass according to the liturgy. This pleases me greatly. Later on, I will suggest some short prayers to you, but I do not want to overburden you. The most important thing will be to honor me as I told you, by establishing a feast in my honor and serving me with the simplicity of true children of your God, Father, Creator, and Savior of the human race. Here is another proof of my fatherly love for men. My children, I will not speak to you about the whole greatness of my infinite love, because you have only to open the holy books to look at the crucifix, the tabernacle, and the Blessed Sacrament to realize the extent to which I have loved you. Nevertheless, in order to show you that you need to satisfy my will for you and to make me better known and loved, I wish, before ending these words, which only set out the basis of my work of love among men, to point out to you some of the innumerable proofs of my love for you. As long as man does not live in the truth, he cannot taste real freedom. You, my children, think you have joy and peace, you who are outside the true law, for obedience to which I created you. But deep in your hearts you feel that you have neither true peace nor true joy, and that you do not enjoy the true freedom of the one who created you and is your God and Father. But you who abide in the true law, or rather who have promised to follow the law that I gave you to ensure your salvation, have let vice lead you into evil. You have strayed from the law by behaving badly. Do you think you are happy? No, you feel that your hearts are not at ease. Do you suppose that looking for pleasure and other human joys, your hearts will finally be satisfied? No. Let me tell you, you will never feel truly free nor truly happy until you recognize me as your Father and submit to my yoke to be true children of God, your Father. Why? Because I created you for a single purpose: to know me, love me, and serve me as a simple and trusting child serves its father. Once in the Old Testament, men behaved like animals. They did not preserve any sign of their dignity as children of God, their Father. So to make them realize that I wanted to raise them to the great dignity of God's children, I sometimes had to show myself as dreadfully severe. Later, when I saw some of them were endowed with sufficient reason to understand, eventually, that it was necessary to distance themselves from the animals, I then began to lavish benefits on them, to give them victory over those who were still unable to recognize and preserve their own dignity. And as they were increasing in number, I sent my son to them. He was adorned with all the divine perfections because he was the son of a perfect God. It was he who showed them the way to perfection. Through him, I adopted you in my infinite love as real children. Since then, I have never called you simply creatures, but children. I clothed you in the true spirit of the new law, which not only distinguishes you from animals, like the men of the old law, but raises you above those men of the Old Testament. I raised you all to the dignity of children of God. Yes, you are my children, and you must tell me that I am your Father. But trust in me, as children do, because without this trust, you will never be truly free. Everything I am saying to you is intended to make you realize that I come to carry out this work of love, to give you powerful help to cast off the tyrannical slavery which imprisons your souls, and to let you enjoy real freedom whence real happiness comes. Compared with this freedom, all earthly joys are as nothing. Raise yourselves to the dignity of children of God and learn how to respect your own greatness. I will then be your Father more than ever, the more lovable and merciful of fathers. I have come to bring peace with this work of love. I will let a ray of peace fall upon anyone who honors me and trusts in me, so that he will be relieved of all his troubles, all his worries, sufferings, and afflictions, especially if he calls me and loves me as his Father. If families honor me and love me as their Father, I will give them my peace together with my providence. If workers, businessmen, and artisans invoke and honor me, I will give them my peace and my strength. I will show myself to be the good and merciful Father. If each Christian community invokes and honors me, I will give it my peace. I will show myself to be a most loving Father. and through my power, I will ensure the eternal salvation of souls. If all mankind invokes and honors me, I will bring down upon it the spirit of peace like a benevolent dew. If all nations, as such, invoke and honor me, there will be no more discord, no wars, because I am the God of peace, and where I am, there no war can be. Do you wish to gain victory over your enemy? Call upon me, and you will triumph over him. Finally, you know I can do everything because of my power. Well, I am offering this power to all of you to use now and for eternity. I will always show myself to be your father, provided that you show yourselves to be my children. What do I desire to achieve with this work of love, if not to find hearts able to understand me? I am the holiness of which I possess the perfect and full expression. I offer you this holiness of which I am the author through my Holy Spirit, and I instill it in your souls through my Son's merits. It is through my Son and the Holy Spirit that I am coming to you and into you, and it is in you that I seek my repose. To some souls, the words "I am coming into you" will seem a mystery, but it is not a mystery, because having instructed my Son to institute the Holy Eucharist, I intended to come to you every time you received the Sacred Host. Of course, nothing prevented me from coming to you even before the Eucharist, as nothing is impossible to me. But receiving this sacrament is an action that is easy to understand, and it shows how I come to you. When I am in you, I can more easily give you what I possess, provided that you ask me for it. Through this sacrament, you are intimately united with me. It is in this intimacy that the outpouring of my love makes my holiness spread into your souls. I fill you with my love. Then you have only to ask me for the virtues and perfection you need, and you can be sure that in those moments when God is reposing in his creatures, nothing will be refused you. Since you know my favorite place of rest, are you not going to offer me it? I am your Father and your God. Will you dare refuse me this? Oh, do not let me suffer because of your cruelty towards a father who is asking you for this one favor for himself. Before ending this message, I want to express a wish to numerous souls who are consecrated to my service. You, priests and religious, are those souls. You are dedicated to my service, whether in the contemplative life or in charitable and apostolic works. For my part, this is a privilege granted through my goodness. For your part, it is faithfulness to your vocation, together with your goodwill. This is my desire. You who find it easier to understand what I expect of mankind, pray to me so that I will be able to accomplish my work of love in all souls. You know all the difficulties that have to be overcome to win a soul. Well, this is the effective means of helping you to bring a great number of them to me. This means is that of making me known, loved, and honored by men. I want you to be the first ones to start doing this. What joy for me to enter first the houses of priests and religious. What joy to find myself as father amid the children of my love. With you I will converse as with intimate friends. I will be for you the most discreet of confidants. I will be everything to you. I will satisfy all your needs. Most of all, I will be the father who receives your requests, who lavishes his love, his benefits, and his universal tenderness upon you. Do not refuse me this joy, which I desire to enjoy with you. I will give it back to you 100-fold, and since you will honor me, I will honor you too, by preparing great glory for you in my kingdom. I am the light of lights. Where it penetrates, there will be life, bread, and happiness. This light will illuminate the pilgrim, the skeptic, the ignorant. It will illuminate you all, O men who live in the world of darkness and vice. If you did not have my light, you would fall into the abyss of eternal death. Finally, this light will lighten the way, the ways which lead to the true Catholic Church, for its poor children who are still victims of superstition. I will show myself as a father to those who suffer most on earth, the poor lepers. I will show myself to be the father of all those who are abandoned, the outcasts of every human society. I will show myself as a father to the afflicted, the sick, and above all to those who are in agony. I will show myself as a father to all families, to orphans, widows, prisoners, workers, and the young. I will show myself as the father of kings, the father of their nations. You will all feel my goodness and my protection. You will all see my power. My fatherly and divine blessings on everyone. Amen. Especially to my son and representative. Amen. Especially to my son, the bishop. Amen. Especially to my son, your spiritual father. Amen. Especially to my daughters, your mothers. Amen. To all the congregation of my love. Amen. To all the church and to all the clergy. Amen. A very special blessing to the church in purgatory. Amen. Amen. And that ends the Father's message, part two. I hope you caught what he said about trusting in him. In our lessons on the divine mercy, you might recall that on multiple occasions Jesus said the thing that bothers him most is when we lack our trust in him. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up again with the special prayer that Mother Eugenia put together, a prayer to God the Father.